district, everyone to do the work of ENPD.
你不要这个超然的，这个把自己摆在另外一边。
Don't be so above the others to put everything aside.
那顺便呢，和弟兄们提一个故事。
I will just mention to you one story.
我的印象里，弟兄离世前的前一年呢。
In my impression, a year before Brother Lee passed away.
花莲市教会。
The church in Hua Lian.
年长的长老和同工们。
There were the elder elders and co-workers there.
去找李弟兄。
They went to see Brother Lee.
李弟兄啊，早年我们在这里啊，我们都是召会在一百人的时候所设立的长老。
So he said the elders that we set up were when the church in Hua Lian was about 100 people.
现在我们的聚会的人都三四百人
了。Now we have over 300-400 people now.
有设立长老的需要。
There's a need to reestablish the elders.
那就盼望李弟兄啊，能够设立一些长老。
He hoped that the brothers and sisters can establish some elders.
那他们就读了一些名字。
So they read some names.
那李弟兄就讲了。
And Brother Lee said,
你们讲的这些人，我没有一个认识的。
Well, none of these on the list I know.
他说你们回去告诉他们。
Then go and back and tell them.
只要每一个人带50个人得救。
As long as one person brings 50 people to be saved,
牧养他们做长存的果子,
shepherd them to become the remaining fruit,
那你不是长老, 你也是长老。
If even you're not an elder, you are an elder already.
哦, 那句话, 弟兄们带回来, 给我们很深刻的印象。
And that word brought was back to the brothers. 李弟
兄对长老的期待就是牧养。
Such a deep impression, but at least expectation of the elders is what? To do the work of shepherding.
要长老们会带人得救，也帮助弟兄姊妹会带人得救，要牧养圣徒，家聚会，要成全圣徒，然后要帮助弟兄姊妹能伸延。
The elders should what? Preach the gospel, shepherd the saints, perfect the saints, and help the saints to prophesy.
这样你不是长老，你也是长老。
Even an elder, you're already an elder.
安排不安排不是重点。
It's not a matter of arrangement.
你是真正的长老。
That is not that's secondary. You are the real elders.
那当然最后李弟兄没有安排了。
Of course, Brother Lee did not arrange the elders.
就是要他们回去。
Just ask them to go back.
去做这些事。
And to do these things.
那关于分区的时候呢，刚刚分区的时候
Concerning the districting,
李弟兄有一段话很重要。
In the beginning, Brother Lee had a very important word.
我也愿意在这里补充一下。
I'd like to supplement it now.
这个设立分区的聚会啊。
When you establish the district meetings,
李弟兄很务实的。
But it is very practical.
聚会怎么时间怎么分配都讲得
很清楚。How do you distribute the timeline in a meeting? He talked about very detailed.
波饼完伸延嘛。
We know, right? Prophesying after that, you have.
一个聚会两小时。
Lord's table, then a prophesying 2 hours per meeting, right?
他讲了。
He said.
波饼40分钟。
Lord's table 40 minutes.
多不要超过45分钟。
And most 45 minutes.
你很难用时间就切嘛。
You can't cut it off.
40分钟。
In principle,
不要超过40。
40 minutes max 45.
然后呢，要有弟兄们。
And it should be brothers.
把当周读的圣经。
To read the weekly Bible reading schedule.
因为那时候我们是生命读经。
Back then, we have a life study.
都是依序的进度了。
That we have a sequential, you know, order of reading.
比如说，已过的一周是生命读经，就是在追求约翰福音一章一到十八节。
For example, the past week, the life study of John chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. That's the verses. 18.
那他就说，那这个一定要有一个弟兄。带着大家把当周的读经的经文好好的读过一遍。
He said there should be a brother who take a lead to help all the saints to read thoroughly of these verses.
底下讲一句很重要的话。
And he spoke a very important word.
他说我们要给弟兄姊妹一个很深刻的印象，我们中间是读圣经的。
We need to give all the brothers and sisters a deep impression.That among us, we are the ones who read the Bible.
我再讲一遍啊。
I'll say that again.
一定要把圣经节好好的读完一遍。
You must read thoroughly the Bible verses at least one time.
给所有来参加聚会的弟兄姊妹深刻的印象。
So all the brothers and sisters who come to attend the meeting,
读圣经的。
That they will have a deep impression among us, we read the Bible.
然后他就又接着说
And again he said
一定要挑一两节圣经
You must pick up one to two verses
大家好好的来导读
That's pray read it thoroughly
他说导读是我们中间这个享受主最好的实行
He said pray reading is the best way among us to enjoy the Lord
要在召会中最重要的聚会主日聚会带着大家一同来导读享受主
In the most important meeting, that is the Lord's Day meeting, you should lead all the saints to pray read.
这样，啊，我们最少能够有一个小时可以申言。
So at least we have 1 hour to prophesy, right?
那当然，后来弟兄们就知道李弟兄进一步的交通，他希望有一个人鸟瞰，希望有一个人总结，
then、
不要超过五分钟。
We found out, but he has that feeling. Someone has to give a bird's eye view, then a conclusion, not over 5 minutes each.
然后。其余的弟兄姊妹的申言都是三分钟。
The rest of the prophesying are 3 minutes each.
当然，这是一个指引啊。
Oh, that's only a direction.
这是李弟兄一开始设立申言聚会的时候
，a guide.
他给我们的安排。
This was what Lee's leading when he lead us on how to prophesy.
然后底下讲了一件非常重要的事。
And something important he also said.
这些话都是开始申言聚会他讲的话啊。
That beginning.From the prophesying meeting, he said that.
这个我不晓得大家有没有注意到。
I don't know if you pay attention to it.
然后我也不晓得执事信息有没有摘录啊。
Or is it included in the ministry portions?
因为这些信息是在长老聚会。
Because those messages were spoken in the elders' meeting.
我们有一些这个执事信息，长老聚会啊，当时有没有听抄啊，或者有没有录影啊？不晓得
we don't know. You were recording, so notes taken from the elders' meetings. We don't know that they have or not.
底下讲的话很重要他说每一个区
He said every district
都要为着主日的聚会要有预备的聚会
You must have a meeting a preparation a preparatory meeting for the Lord's Day
我再讲一遍、哦、
I'll say it again
每一个区
Every district
为着主日的聚会都要有预备的聚会
You should have a preparatory meeting for the Lord's Day meeting
他很担心啊，大家来主日聚会，就这么来了。
He's so worried that everyone just come to the Lord's Day. Here I come. You know.
啊，那这个，我愿意告诉大家，主的怜悯啊。
By the Lord's mercy.
从李弟兄讲过那个话。
I want to tell you, since Brother Lee spoke that word.
1987年的11月8号开始
November
8. 第一次的这个分区聚会。
1987, the first district meeting till today.
无论我在哪调到哪个会所
Wherever,
无论我调到哪个区
I move to whatever district whatever area I'm in meeting halls
我都在我的区里有预备的聚会
In my district we have the preparation meeting
这一件事对我快实行40年了
I practice this for over 40 years
到2027就满40年
2027
现在已经38年
You'll be 40 years Now 38 years
每个主日聚会
Every Lord's Day meeting
在我的区
In my district We have a preparation meeting
很有意思哦李弟兄不是说会所要有预备聚会
But they did not say the meeting halls
他说每一个区
But every district
都要为着自己的区
Should have a preparation meeting For your own district
我们这个话听得很准的
We hear very exactly
因为从头一天啊
Precisely.
李弟兄说区，我们就是区。
Because from the first day, but he said district, we practice the districts.
当时我们是分成三个区。
We had three districts.
那个你们都认识的人，一个是吴有成带一个区。
But Paul Wu had one district.
一个是吴富华 ，Joseph Wu.
And then it's Joseph Wu. He has a second district.
一个是我带一个区。
And but Lin Hong had a third district.
那从起头我们就三个区预备就。
From the beginning, we had preparation meeting for the three districts.
一个是。李弟兄讲的话就是这样。
But Lee said it in such a way.
第二，我们立刻实行就是这样。
Then we just practice it immediately, and it is so.
我不管别的区的。
I don't care about other districts.
我也不管我们会所其他区的。
I don't care in the meeting hall, the other districts. I don't care. I can only remind them.
我只管我的区。
I only care for my district.
这个实行来实行去，走到今天。
After all the practices till today.
区的预备聚会。太重要，太重要，太重要，太重要。
It's too important to have that preparation meeting.
那对于我们都是一个半小时前是预备聚会。
To us, it's 1.5 hours before the Lord said we have that meeting.
你们这里主聚会几点
？What time is your meeting? 10 o'clock.
没关系。
Sometimes 9:30.
如果是十点
，Say 10 o'clock.
八点半。
We'll say 8:30 will be the meeting preparation meeting.
如果是九点半，
9:30, then it is 8 o'clock. We have that meeting.
我们所在的会所定9点的聚会啊。
For us, we have a meeting at 9 o'clock meeting, Lord's Day. So 7:30, that's our meeting.
7:30就是我所在的区的预备聚会。
7:30 is a preparation meeting of our district, my district.
One day,
you're going to see our Lord's Day? Come early to come to see our preparation meeting. We've been practicing for over 40 years. I can testify of one thing. There's a great, a big, a tremendous difference if you have it or not. And some people say, what do you do? In the beginning, we don't know what to do. Preparations is just prepare. All these years, we have some learning from our practice. Maybe 10 things you can do in the preparation meeting. Number one, we need to pray well, right? Together, pray. And we'll overview the Roman numerals and the main points. Just read it once. Then we have some brief fellowship from the ones there.
那第四呢,
Number four,
我们就要找出今天早上要读什么圣经节。
We'll find what verse we will read this morning.
那早先生命读经的时候，那个读经很简单，就是一章一节到一章十八节，很简单。
In the early days, the life study is easy. For example, John chapter 1, verse 1 to 18. Now we have the crystallization study. It's like, a little jumping around, you know.
那我们在选择上啊,
so for a matter of choices,
就会有一点考量,
right, we have some consideration what verses. In principle, we try to read it all.
但是有的时候是觉得某某节可能就不要读了,
but maybe sometimes we feel this verses we will not read.
差不多这个, 六天嘛, 12节,
Six days, 12 verses, we'll probably choose 9 to 10 verses.
然后呢，一样
，the same.
李弟兄希望我们找一两节来导读
，but we hope that we find 1 to 2 verses to pray read.
这都是我们大家一起看哦
，yeah, it's we all come together and see.
那有人建议，是不是我们读周三的那个那一节
？Someone suggests how about Wednesday that verse?
那有人说
，another one said, how about use Friday? How about this verse?
那大家就会在那里
，and we're just there.
在选择的时候
，in the matter of choosing the verses. We have our observation. Maybe this verse can represent the whole topic, subject, etc. Then we set the verse. So what are the verses we'll pray read this morning?
然后我们就看,今天早上我们播饼要选什么诗歌?
Then this morning, for the Lord's table meeting, which songs or hymns we should choose?
这个不能够找的都是跟结晶真理 有关，但是没有带着赞美主和敬拜父的成分。We
cannot find 是能还不能能
啊 不能
We cannot have the
不能选那些
hymns that's related with the morning revival yet that it has nothing to do with the remembering the Lord or worship the Father.
因为毕竟我们是擘饼是赞美主和敬拜父。
Because our Lord's table is to remember the Lord and to worship the Father.
所以呢，我们又要跟这个诚心有关，但是要找赞美主跟敬拜父。
On one hand, it has to be related with the morning revival, but it has to do with the matter of remembering the Lord and worshiping the Father.
这大家一起找啊。
So let's all come together and see.
姊妹也来啊。
Sisters, they're also there.
这个区的侍奉聚会会来三分一的人。And
one-third of the people will come to the preparation meeting in the district. So let's all look at it together.
这个 然后我们就把今天的诗歌啊就选完了。
Then we pick the hymns for today.
选完我们都会讲一件事。
Then we will say one thing.
我们所有选择的
All of our choices
要让圣灵有更多的自由。
We should let the Spirit to have his freedom.
到了聚会中 圣灵有另外的感动。
If in the meeting the Spirit has another feeling,
选择的限制。
We should not be limited by our choice hymns.
我们有预备聚会。
Anyway, we have a preparation meeting.
然后 我们就确认一下,
then we make sure that
今天鸟看是谁?
Who is doing an overview today?
今天总结是谁?
Who is doing the conclusion today?
我们在做其他的十位,
the 10 or more around.
你申言的是落在周一、周二、周三、周四、周五、周日，请你告诉我。
Please tell us which day of the week you're prophesying.
那这样每一个人的申言呢，他都选择他要申言哪里。
So everyone can choose which day of the prophecy that they will speak on.
都不安排。
We will not arrange.
但是都要他们自己选择你要申言哪里。
But you will choose your own portion.
那
which week, which day?
这个李弟兄一直讲，这个你所申言内容如果不是感动你的，你也不会感动别人。
But he said, if what you prophesy does not touch or move you, you will not touch others.
然后接下去呢，这个我们说今天早上有哪些弟兄姊妹我们需要特别照顾？
Then we said, we asked which brother and sister we should pay particular care or attention to.
有一段时间我曾经做得很好，那里有白板，不是在我们预备聚会地方有白板啊。And
there's a whiteboard where we.
现在没有，我们就没有这样做了。We
didn't do it.
曾经有，我们就说弟兄姊妹。So
we asked brothers and sisters,
谁有谁我们觉得今天需要特别联络的。We
feel who we need to.
十几个人一同来看哦。
Ten or so come together.
有人就点头摸我弟兄，姊妹也可以点。
A sister, some brother.
姊妹也有点那个弟兄好久没见了。
Or a sister can say, "Oh, that brother we haven't seen for a while."
就写下来。有人说那个姊妹要照顾一下。
Oh, a sister said that sister should be taken care of.
写了20-30个。
20 to 30 names listed.
写完之后
，afterwards，
底下就说第一个。The
first one.
等一下谁打电话给他
？Who will call this person?
然后第二个谁打电话
？Secondly, who will call?
把 20几个全部安排完。
20 some names were all arranged, assigned.
那再下去简单总结之后呢？
Then after the conclusion,
这个整洁啊，整洁哦，the
cleaning.
简单整洁，在那个时间到我们的波饼聚会都还有40分钟。
So the cleaning before the meeting to the Lord's table, we still have 40 minutes.
有的人简单整洁，有的人就打电话。
Some do a little brief cleaning. Some will make phone calls. Some will prepare the prophecy. I'm going to do Wednesday, okay?
So,
and there's more preparation of the prophecy.
我愿告诉大家，我们9点的聚会啊。
9 o'clock when we had the meeting.
我们预备聚会就三分一到场了嘛。1/3
have come for the preparation meeting.
所以我们的聚会很早开始啊。So
our meeting started very early.
没有迟到的。
There's no one late. We start our meetings always early.
到8:50啊。
8:50.
我已经坐在位置上了，有好多弟兄姊妹。
Many brothers and sisters are already seated.
然后最晚8:55分就开始。
Latest 8:55.
主日上午聚会。
We began the Lord's Day meeting.
那我愿意告诉大家。
Let me tell you.
是这样的聚会。
It is in such a meeting.
聚会是紧的。
It is strict.
是这样的聚会。 圣徒们是看重的。
Where the saints esteem this kind of meetings.
这个，我愿意告诉大家啊，我们那里有些弟兄姊妹啊，很会算哦。Those
some brothers really know how to count.
他们会算大概几点几分呢？会拨饼啊。They
count. Okay, how many one hour, one minute, maybe seconds we have the Lord's table.
他会在前1分钟的时候坐进来啊，感谢赞美主啊，拨饼。Praise the Lord.
They only count. Okay, they count.
结果有一天，我们就发现有个姊妹进来，
sister,
看见那个饼杯已经汇到桌子上了。
It went back to the table.
那姊妹有个表情，哎呀，蛮好的。It's
good.
因为圣灵自由，那天就早一点就结束了嘛。
Because the spirit had the freedom.
下一周他就早到了。
We broke the bread earlier. Next week she came earlier.
哎呀，如果没有预备聚会啊，就一塌糊涂了。
No preparation meeting is a mess.
同样是在我所在的会所。
The same meeting hall.
这个大概。 3-5个月我会去看另外一个区啊。
In 3 to 5 months, I will visit another district.
那在我的区里拨饼完了。
After the Lord's table in my district,
我就开始走到第二个区。
I'll go walk to the next district.
啊，就是在你们这里会远一点，我们那里大概5分钟就可以走到。
Maybe it's farther here. Over there, walk 5 minutes, you'll be another district.
哎，才刚刚开始拨饼。
They just started to have the Lord's table.
我们那边已经结束了。
We finished the Lord's table there. I walked 5 minutes, and they just started breaking the bread.
那我在那里拨饼完了。
After I had the breaking of the bread there.
我再走一个要十分钟到的地方。
To another district of 10 minutes.
他刚刚开始剥饼。
They just started the bread breaking.
等到他们剥饼完啊。
After they finished.
已经用了一个半钟头了。
It's 1.5 hours already.
并不是他们剥饼就会一个半钟头啊。
It's not they have the Lord's table.
是因为迟到不能开始啊。
For 1.5 hours, because everyone is late, they waited and waited 1.5 hours.
啊，然后底下声言啊。
Then the prophesying.
没有预备，就又臭又长。
No preparation, it stinks.
过点都20分钟了。
It's long.
过点都20分钟了。
So after you pass 20 minutes after.
我通常去看一个区是没有意思要去讲话的啊。
When I
我就是看。
District, I just go and see and watch, observe. I don't speak.
都过了20分钟了。
After 20 minutes,
这个区负责站起来。
The district, but it's.
今天难得我们林弟兄到场。
Such a rare opportunity, our brother Lin is here.
请他讲一点。
So, let's have him speak something.
那我就站起来，我说已经过点20分钟了。
Now it's 20 hours past the meeting already.
那个区负责讲，哎呀，我们这个地方时间只是仅供参考。
She said, "Oh no, your district time is only for reference. Okay, it's okay."
讲的是很属灵啊。
It's very spiritual, right?
但是真相就是啊，踢踢踏踏的。
It's 踢踢踏踏 you know? 踢踢踏踏。
那当然，我一开口啊，就幽默一下。
Of course, I gave some humorous word in the beginning.
哎呀，这个。我就幽默他们啊，这个以后啊，这个要准时散会。
I humor them, say, from now on, you should end the meeting on time.
你知道弟兄姊妹啊，
Brother,
全体很喜乐，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。因为这种拖拖拉拉的聚会啊，
连
弟兄姊妹也不知道几点散会。
Delaying meeting, the brothers and sisters don't know when are we ending, when are we closing.、No?
不过我底下又加一句话。
Okay, then I added.
准时散会有一个要件，就是准时开会啊。
There's a prerequisite in ending the meeting on time.
大家又笑了。
Start on time, everyone laughed.
因为他们都没有准时开会。
They didn't come on time.
大家都是迟到。
Everyone come late.
怎么会有这种现象呢
？How can you have such a phenomenon?
没有预备聚会。
Because there's no preparatory meeting.
李弟兄早就想到了。
But he thought about it already.
李弟兄早就想到了。
He thought about it.
在分区聚会的头一次开始
，The first meeting of the district meeting,
给规范
87, but Lee gave an example.
主日早上的聚会
，The Lord's Day meeting,
用40分钟剥饼
，40 minutes of Lord's table.
当然这不能绝对时间嘛。
Of course,
他说
not absolute,
多你不要超过45。
Don't go over 45.
那时候2小时的聚会他的安排哦。
2 hours meeting, he had such an arrangement.
然后要有区负责
，You should have district brothers
带着大家把。当周的圣经节
to read the verses of that week,
然后还要挑两节
and to pick out 2 verses from that,
一同来导读
to pray read together.
这是我们中间很好的实行
This is our best practice.
要在召会中最重要的聚会中
You should do it in the most important meeting of the church to bring brothers and sisters into such a practice.
我们最少能够掌握1个小时的圣经
At least we have 1 hour of prophesying.
这一点我也愿意啊补充给大家
I'd like to A supplement this point to you.
这个给大家有印象啊。
To give you an impression.
那我再补充一点就是。
Another point of supplement.
因为台北在实行这个分区聚会啊，初期都在会所。
In the practice of the districting in the beginning, it's all in one meeting.
我们都可以符合李弟兄所说的一个区40人。
So we can have about 40 people per district, right?
但是一下人就翻增了。
Then we increase rapidly.
我们台北啊，会所都很小的。
You know, we have small meeting halls.
一个会所。
One meeting hall,
连这个厕所所有的空间一起算，只有这一间那么大。
And plus all the bathroom, everything is as big as this room.
你一分区
，once you have a district,
没有地方去了。
There's no place to go.
你要去买一个
，you want to buy one?
买一个30平是几尺啊？30平是30啊？1000尺。
1000 square feet.
买一个1000尺，$2,000,000啊
，$2 million US.
不可能去买的。
You can't buy them.
所以就到圣徒家里。
So we had to go to the saints' homes.
现在我们500个区啊，大概300个区在圣徒的家里。
500 districts, 300 are in the saints' homes.
那到圣徒的家里，那区都不能大嘛。
Saints' houses,
客厅都很小的。
They have small living rooms.
所以大概都是20到25人做一个区。
20 to 25, we had the district.
就慢慢就觉得啊
，We feel gradually
这个主日的时间呐、这个不能一人三分钟了。
We cannot have 3 minutes each on the Lord's Day for prophesying.
但是我们也懂啊，这个20多人不像40-50人啊。
20 people is not like 40 to 50.
能伸延的比例， 就是那么多人。
There are only so many who can prophesy. One third, okay?
三分一。
About one third can prophesy.
还不一定申言的好。
They may not have the prophesy well.
如果是二十几个人，三分一就八个人，七八个人。
20 people, maybe 7.
一个人三分钟。
Prophesy 3 minutes each.
二十分钟到二十五分钟就结束了。
You finish in 20 to 25 minutes.
那其他时间怎么办呢
？What should you do with the rest of the time?
就迟到早退嘛。
And you just come late and leave early. Okay.
这个弟兄怎么自己调整呢
？But
it's 你们看都讲完了，他就走了。
But Lord said, "Will they leave?" They finish it.
哎呀，我又告诉大家，慢慢我们就觉得有问题了。
We felt there's a problem here.
那同时呢，昨天你们听我们见证啊。
You heard our testimonies yesterday.
李弟兄发现我们的申言不是真理的时候啊。
But when he found out our prophecy is not of the truth,
他是很担心的。
He is quite concerned.
主的恢复跟公会不一样的，就是我们中间有真理。
What's the difference between us and Christianity is that we have the truth among us.
主的恢复其实就是真理的恢复。
The Lord's recovery is the recovery of the truth.
如果主日大家没有申言真理。
If the Lord say the saints do not prophesy the truth.
只是讲话。
Just speak.
不是他期待的。
It's not what he expected.
那昨天我也提到李弟兄责备啊，李弟兄期望啊。
Rebuked, but he expected.
所以为着主日早上我们的聚会是申言啊。
So for our prophesying meeting on the Lord's Day.
除了要有追求以外，一定要有预备聚会。
Besides the pursuing, you must have a preparation meeting.
区负责一定要教弟兄姊妹如何申言。
The district brothers need to teach the brothers how to prophesy.
好，重点就是当我们区小了之后呢。
Then when our district got small,
两个小时变成了
2 hours,
时间过长
became too long.
大概在李弟兄离世后的一两年
after 1 to 2 years after Brother Lee left us, 98, 99.
那于杰林有常常访问台湾嘛
？But Andrew Yu back then was visiting Taiwan quite often.
我私下就跟他谈了
，I talked to him privately.
我说李弟兄早年呢，发现我们不是申言的时候，他希望晚上加一场真理教育的聚会。
He hoped that to add one more meeting in the evening to become a truth education meeting.
那我说，是不是我们可以考量
？Can we consider
把真理的教育啊，摆到我们目前这个用不完的时间里
？To add
主日上用不完的
the matter of truth education to on Lord's Day morning.Where we have extra time, right?
大家听得懂意思吧？
You
因为我们区小嘛，
because we're smaller districts,
一人三分钟
，three minutes each，
二十五分钟就完了。
25 minutes, you're done.
鸟看一个，
one
总结一个，
opening,
加十分钟
，plus 10 minutes，
最多就40分钟就完了。
At least about 40 minutes, you'll finish.
如果是踢踢踏踏、松松懈懈，
踢踢踏踏 ，you know you're
讲不好的人还要讲六分钟，那糟糕。
And those who can do not know how to speak speak 6 minutes, it's worse.
这个。我们就盼望主的仆人希望把主日晚上要做真理的事挪一个部分上来。
But we would actually like to do the truth education in the evenings. Now if we can move that up to the morning time.
先是一个会所试试看。
We use one meeting hall as a trial.
后来就有一个大区来试试看。
Then we use a certain district to try larger district.
大概十个会所了。
About 10 meeting halls.
然后再慢慢呢
larger district.
我们就决定在台北市教会要吹一个号
Then
主日早上三段式的聚会
To sound the trumpet that in the church in Taipei on Lord's Day, we have a 3-section Lord's Day meeting.
当然我今天说这话这个不是李弟兄的带领
Of course, this is not Brother Lee's leading.
李弟兄是我前面讲的
It's what Brother Lee said in the beginning, right?
40分钟到45分钟的播饼
40 to 45 minutes of Lord's table
15分钟的读经和导读
15 minutes of reading the Bible and prayer reading 1 hour of prophesying
那但是我们没有场地
But we don't have enough facilities
跑到家里头去了
We went to the homes
人缩小了
Number are less
那这个时间你如果不好的规划的话
If you don't plan it well of the time
就会负面的了
Then they'll become negative, right? The meeting become negative.
那之中呢，经过了十几年了。
After some decade, over ten years.
最早开始在我所在的地方，大概是1998-99。
I think it's 98-99.
我们台北是正式全面吹号，大概到2015了。
2015, when the whole church in Taipei sounded this trumpet.
大家就懂了，我们不是鲁莽的做一件事，我们也不是这个统一的做一件事。
Yeah, have to understand, we don't do things in a loose way or rush way. or we do it in organizational way.
所以现在每个主日早上，我们有一段是真理成全的聚会。
There is a meeting added. It's the truth perfecting section of the meeting.
那我们目前时间的分配，擘饼四十分钟。
Time allotment is that 40 minutes of Lord's table.
我们就不要四十到四十五分钟。
We don't have 40 to 45, 40.
因为人少。
Less people.
好吧，讲清楚吧。
You're clear.
然后第二
，Number two，
真理教育三十分钟。
Education to have 30 minutes.
每一次上真理课程半课。
And use half of the lesson of the truth lessons.
不是讲到的。
Not just to speak.
每一个人都有课本的。
Everyone will have a textbook with them.
读一读，点一点，记一记，有点导言背讲了。
It's like a PSRP. They read a little. You point out the main points.
大家学真理。
Everyone learn the truth together.
那第三段呢？
The third section
还有五十分钟。
Another 15 minutes.
读经导读。
Read the Bible. Pray.
十分钟。
10 minutes.
申言四十分钟。
40 minutes of prophecy.
包括鸟瞰总结。
Including overview and conclusion.
最少还可以十二三个人在。
At least 12 to 13 people can speak.
那自从这样的规划之后呢？
After such a planning.
我们现在主日上午的聚会紧得很。
The Lord's Day meeting is really tight, strict.
那顺便说一个故事哈。
Just tell you another story.
过程中呢，这个还没有推广到各个会所的时候。
We only began here before it went on to the some other districts.
我到台北市啊，三会所。
I went to Hall 3 of Taipei.
是为着别的事情去。
For other things, I went there.
那里一个带头的长老就跟我说：“林弟兄啊。”
There's a leading elder said, "Brother Lin."
你们那里会不会有这种现象？
Do you have such a phenomena?
我就问他什么现象呢？
What kind of phenomena?
不太敢带福音朋友来参加我们的主日聚会。
We dare not to bring gospel friends to our Lord's Day meeting.
哎，我说不会啊。
I said no, we don't. We don't have such a problem.
那你为什么这个感觉呢？
Why do you have such a feeling?
他说、啊、我们这个聚会啊，声音都不像样。
Prophesy
is 不知道在讲什么。
Of nonsense. Nobody knows what's
连我这个长老听了都不行。
You mean as an elder sitting, I don't
know what's going on. 那福音朋友来，他怎么能听呢？
How can a gospel friend come in and listen and understand?
啊，哎，我说我们那里不会。
I said we don't have such a problem.
他就很好奇，哎，怎么会不会呢？
Curious. Why don't you have such a problem? We're the same nature, right?
如果你们知道我们的台北三会所还是我们真的文教区嘞。
Hall 3 of Taipei is a highly educated district, right? Area.
构成来说，那个人的组成啊，人的组成来说，
education, you know, like,
我们那个是乡下，对台北来说是乡下。
Taipei,
他们那里来说
like a villagers,
是文教的。
They are the educators, you know, we're villagers.
结果他文教的不敢福音朋友来。
And they dare not to invite people to come to the Lord's Day.
他就问我。
He asked me.
我就问他，你们有没有预备聚会
？Do you have preparation meeting?
没有。
No.
哦，那我说你要好好注意预备聚会。
You should pay attention to the preparation meeting.
你们聚会是两段式还是三段式
？Is it two sections or three sections?
啊，李弟兄带领是两段式。
But you let us two sections.
啊，对，那个没有问题。
Yeah, that's no problem.
你多少人在聚会、啊、
？How many people are you meeting?
那二十几个人一个区。
20 some per district.
我说，那你每一个人讲话多长啊
？How long do they speak each?
五六分钟。
5 to 6 minutes.
我说那。答案就知道了嘛。
You know the answer.
不会讲的人讲五六分钟。
Those who doesn't know how to speak 5 to 6 minutes.
就把会都扎掉了嘛。
Ruin the meetings.
那你平常也不操练他们的声言。
You don't educate, you know, perfect
prophecy. 弟兄们啊，其实要让教会的主日聚会聚得强，是要有预备聚会的。
If you want to have a strong Lord's Day meeting, you must have a preparation meeting.
要成全圣徒的。
You need to perfect the saints.
要准时以前就要开会的。
Before the meeting starts, you need to be on time.
你如果是迟到，踢踢踏踏。
If you tee tee ta ta and come
late, 你这个聚会已经就是不会成功的。
That deemed for failure, you won't be success.
那怎么会这种现象？你没有预备聚会吗
？Why do you have such a phenomena?
我们一个半钟的前就已经三分一到场了。
You know, 1.5 hours ago, is one-third came already.
聚会一开始不到十分钟，其实蛮长了。
So, 10 minutes after the meeting, the seats are filled.
这个，大家不找到，就是恶性循环，彼此等待。然后你可以晚五分，我就晚十分；你可以晚十分，我就晚十五分。大家很会算的啊。
So it became a perpetual negative cycle. Okay, you don't come on time, you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, come, you know. We all know how to count the time.
所以你们到台湾看到我们有加了另外一个，不要以为稀奇啊。
So if you go to Taiwan, you see something a third section. Don't be amazed at that.、
Right? 但无论如何，我们是经过交通做的。
Anyway, we done it through fellowship.
因为这个李弟兄讲晚上要加真理课程呢，于杰林是在场。
Because Andrew, you was there, but Lee said we need to add another meeting for the truth education on Lord's evening.
那为什么要加？
Why do we
need to add it?
Andrew was there. He
李弟兄看我们那个主日聚会不是圣言。
But he said, your Lord say prophesying is not prophesying.
他说在不是圣言，我们这个聚会不能代表主恢复的聚会。
If it's not a prophesying meeting in prophecies, it cannot represent.
那我讲这 我讲这些就是给大家一个深刻的印象。
Meeting of the Lord's recovery. So I want to give you a deep impression.
圣徒要成全
，The saints need to be perfected.
主日聚会要预备
，Lord's Day need to be prepared.
代表主日我们中间的聚会，一定要让它聚得丰富，聚得强。
So Lord's Day meeting who represent the Lord's return
满了真理
，must be strong, rich and full.
除了有循序渐进真理课程的真理教育以外
，sequential level by level of truth education.
圣徒的申言
，the prophecy of the saints
也要让他们能够讲出。时代的说话
need to be perfected so they can speak the up to date ministry.
我觉得这一点再补充给大家。
So I want to supplement this point.
那再补充一点。
And another point.
如果你们注意到李弟兄在台北带领我们实行新路啊。
If you pay attention to Brother Lee led us in a new way.
他说隔了一段时间。
He said after a period of time.
可以给大家有一点休息。
You can have some rest.
后来我们慢慢就体会了。
Then we began to.Realize,
我们到了这个夏季的结晶训练的时候
we'll come to
我们就会休息两周到三周
crystallization meeting, we will have a rest for 2 to 3 weeks.
那这两三周呢就是全力进入主恢复半年的训练
Those 2 to 3 weeks,
有导员备讲
we'll enter
有录影训练
into, the semi-annual trainings, you know, we have PSRP, we have for the
两三周之后呢
2 to 3 weeks of time.
我们就是下半年的重新开始。
Then after 2 to 3 weeks, it's the second half of the year we begin again.
那李弟兄提醒我们了。
But he reminded us.
这个为着重新开始，都需要有吹号的聚会。
For the restarting meeting, we need to have a trumpet sounding meeting.
可能大家没有注意啊，以为我们圣养教进就是我们一直这样做，走了三四十年这样走下来。不是的。
No.
每半年吹一个号。
Every half a year, you resound the trumpet.
然后。这个吹号的时候呢，会鼓励弟兄姊妹。
We encourage brothers and sisters.
报名，我们要到外头去啊。
To register, you go out.
大家想去的地方。
A place people like to go.
但是去啊，也连续两场会啊。
Even you go, you still have 2 meetings.
啊，这个下午啊，聚完会啊
，after
想要走走啊，就是
就是 meeting,
分组去走一走。
Around by groups.
但是去就聚两场会。
But you go for 2 meetings.
那两场会聚什么内容
？What's the content?
就长老们要。要一同的教
the elders
要来的半年吹什么号
What trumpet should we sound in the upcoming half a year?
如果弟兄们要问我们这几十年吹什么号呢
You ask us what trumpet are you sounding?
都有在那个半年我们觉得在这个时候最需要吹的
We feel that in that half year what's most needed to be sounded is in that meeting
那要来的半年八月份我们会吹小牌
August will sound the trumpet of group meetings.
但是我也愿意说，这近四十年我们所吹的号当中
，In past 40 years, the trumpet sounding.
每一次的吹号，无论重点在哪里，一定要还要加强传福音。
Not only you need to have that emphasis, but also you need to strengthen the matter of gospel preaching.
有一件是事实啊
，That's a fact.
最容易叫我们松懈的，最容易叫我们停顿的。最容易叫我们不去操练的、不去实行的，就是传福音。
The most what's stopping us stagnant and the most problem we have is not preaching the gospel.
这个保罗讲一句话。
Paul said something.
不传福音有祸了。
Woe are you who do not preach the gospel.
大家领会什么？
What is your understanding?
可能很是表面嘛，就我不传福音我就有祸。
If I don't preach gospel, woe am I?
但是如果你好好去留意啊
，If you pay attention,
不是这句话。
Not this one.
保罗说：“我不以福音为耻。”
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
那对这句话大家怎么领会
？What is your understanding?
就是传福音不要以为羞耻嘛。
So when you preach gospel, don't be shameful.
但是大家好好去想啊。
But think about it.
像保罗这么刚强
，such a strong，
这么有托付
，brother like Paul，
这么有使命
，full of commission burden，
他不能用消极的讲法。
He cannot use a negative aspect to talk about this。
他应该讲，我以传福音为荣耀啊。
He should preach the gospel should be my glory。
他怎么会讲我不以福音为羞耻、啊、
？Why did he say I'm not ashamed of the gospel？
哎，这个羞耻的感觉是撒旦给人的。
The feeling of shamefulness came from Satan.
这很奇怪啊！你不传福音，不会觉得你没胆量，什么事你都可以做。
Preach the gospel, we can do anything but preach the gospel.
就等于传福音啊，发一个单张啊，都好像手是软的。
When you pass out a gospel tract, your hand shakes.
那同时，罪人最容易叫大家不传福音，最容易叫大家不实行新路的，就是传福音这一项。
What people will not practice out of the golden way is gospel preaching.
所以这四十年来，我们每一年都有不同的角度，有的时候打申言，有的时候打小牌，有的时候打家聚会，有的时候专打福音。但是无论我们打哪一项，至终都要加强传福音。
In these many years, you know, we may emphasize sound the trumpet and prophesying, home meeting, group meeting, etc.But whatever we talk about, we always emphasize we need to preach the gospel along with it.
那感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
我们也把这个负担分享给大家。
We share this with you.
每半年。
Every half a year.
召会要吹一声号声。
The church should sound the trumpet.
就像以色列人呢，八营要起行的时候。
It's like the going forward of the tabernacle.
他吹那个角啊，是所有人都听得到，两百万人都要听得到。
Two million people have to hear this.Sounding of the horn, 2 million.
那等于要来的半年，我们要往前走的时候
，half a year before we
不是少数人听号声了
，no,
要全体听号声了。
All the entire congregation need to hear it.
我们鼓励出外大概可以到八成的人出。
80% will go out somewhere outing.
用星期六。
We use a Saturday.
这个早上八点
，8 o'clock
到12:30聚两场会
，12:30 with 2 meetings.
然后到大家。没有去过的地方
，to go to places where people haven't been to.
大家以为是郊游，就一去就是八点聚到十二点半。
Picnicking? Oh no, 8:30 to 12:30 meetings.
哎，然后预备一个很好的中餐
，we have a wonderful, delicious lunch.
然后大家吃得高兴
，everyone's happy.
下午鼓励大家
，afternoon,
分组啊，出去走一
走 ，go walk around.
那第二天早上呢
，next day
主日聚会了
，it's the Lord's Day meeting.
加强分享。
We strengthen the
这个号声要给所有的弟兄姊妹听见。
The trumpet sound should be heard.
要来的下半年，全体进入小排。
And next half a year,
这就是我们要吹的号。
Everyone will go into the groups.
全体入排。
And also that means everyone should be in a group.
号声要强。
The sound trumpeting has to be
人人都要听到。
Strong.
人人要答应呼召。
Everyone and answer the call.
然后行动就开始。
Then we begin to move.
走了半年之后，我们会观察情况。
Half a year, we observe the situation.
这个号声还是同一个号声要继续吹呢
？Should we continue with the same trumpet blowing?
还是如何
？Or what should we do?
只要没有建立起来，相同的号声要继续吹下去。
If it hasn't been established, we need to sound the same.
小牌的号声要连吹好几个好几次。
Maybe several times, right? We would sound the trumpet throughout the years.
这个就是，我们跟随主的仆人啊，这个从他那里得帮助啊，学到了一些的功课。
Some of the lessons we learned from the Lord's servant, I'd like to supplement that and share that with you, Brother Simpson.
我还是要跟大家说哈
，I will still say to you all，
我抄了很多笔记哦
，I took many notes， OK，
嘿妹，其实有蛮多东西啊，林宏弟兄在台湾还很少讲
，Many things， but Lin Hong did not share this even in Taiwan，
这个连今天上午补充的这几个点
，Even these 5 points of supplements，
都是执事负担里头的一条线。
There's a line underlining with the burden of the ministry.
我们弟兄渴慕的就是每一个实行，
Our brothers' desire is that every practice that we have
一定在神经轮的意向下
should be under the vision of God's economy.
一定在执事的带领、执事的负担里头。
It must be under the ministry's leading and burden.
没有什么是自己发明的一个方法。
There's no self-invention involved.
而来啊，考虑啊，这个教会的繁殖扩增。
To consider the increase and spread of the church.
那我想补充的一两个点。
There are one or two points I'd like to supplement.
因为我也知道，大家听了这么多。
I know you have heard much.
都觉得这个也要，那个也要。
I want to do this. I want to do that.
真的是
I want to do this and that.
这个该怎么好
how should we run? Go ahead.
那我回顾这四十年的历史。
In review of the 40 years of history.
这是我的观察。
This is my observation. Okay.
我觉得台湾众召会。
I feel the churches in Taiwan.
在李弟兄离世以后。
After Brother Lee passed away,
能够好像继续蒙光照
they continue
能够有一些的恢复
the enlightening and continue to recover step by step
可能主要是开始于导言备讲
I think it may have started with PSRP
因为李弟兄事实上啊到了1984的时候
Actually, up to 1984, Brother Lee
他这个就有很重的负担
Had a heavy burden
借着全球的长老训练
The elders training throughout the world
他就提到啊这个如何进入真理
He mentioned aboutHow to enter into the truth.
那他给的题目
And the subject that he gave
叫做实行意向的路 How to carry out our vision.
Yeah, how to carry out the vision, the way to carry out the
vision. 那就是长老训练的第三本
That is the third book of the Rainbow Book of the Elders Trainings.
在那里李弟兄就已经开始教我们
There, Brother Lee began to teach us.
因为他和倪弟兄释放真理多年
Because he and Brother Ni released the truth for many years
圣徒们都觉得好好好
The saints feel about good, 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 it's good
但是听了两位弟兄几十年的信息
But after hearing decades of the messages given by these two brothers
还是不会讲真理。
They still don't know how to speak the truth.
连个称义也不会讲。
Not even just what is justification.
那不会讲真理，就表示这个真理并没有构成进来。
If you don't know how to speak such a truth, that means that truth has not been constituted into you.
那你就不可能经历这个真理。
Then you cannot experience this truth.
被这个真理构成。
To be constituted with it.
所以李弟兄有一个很重的负担
So Brother Lee had such a heavy burden
就是啊这个各地召会啊一定要把圣徒们啊做到真理里
You must work all the saints to be into the truth work the truth into the saints
还不是把真理做到圣徒里
Not just
是把圣徒做到真理里
work the truth into the saints but to workSo the saints can enter into the truth.
真理永远在那里。
The truth is forever there.
但是没有几个人进去的。
But not too many people have entered in.
只有倪弟兄、李弟兄进去了。
Only Brother Ni and Lee went in.
好，那我们大家都没有。
None of us have, right?
所以李弟兄就提到这整本内容都是说到负责弟兄们要带领圣徒进入真理。
Book 3, the entire content is to help the saints to enter into the truth.
那关于进入真理，李弟兄给我们两大部分。
Concerning entering into the truth, but he gave us two major portions.
一个就是什么叫做进入真理。
Number one, what is to enter into the truth?
你对于这一篇信息，你得着什么？
What did you get out of this message?
你有没有得着真理？
Did you get the truth?
你有没有与真理同欢乐
Do you rejoice with the truth?
那什么叫进入真理啊
What is to enter into the truth?
第一
One
你得着真理的要点。
You have the, again, the main points, the key points of that truth.
The crucial
points
of the truth.
Of the truth.
那第二呢，你把这些啊真理的要点合起来啊，就得着对真理的鸟瞰。
You gather all the crucial points together, then you begin to have an overall view of this truth.
Amen. 所以学真理其实就是学鸟瞰。
To learn the truth actually is to have an overall view.
不是得灵感而已。
Not just to gain inspiration alone.
乃是需要对真理啊一个真理一卷一卷书要有鸟瞰的眼光。
The truth, one point by point, chapter by chapter, you need to have a view, an overall bird's eye view.
然后后面就说到如何带圣徒进入真理的实行。
Then talk about the practices of helping the saints enter into the truth.
特别是提到带领圣徒进入生命读经。
Especially the matter of entering into the life study messages.
啊，如果负责弟兄不带圣徒进入生命读经啊。
If the leading brothers do not lead the saints into the life study messages.
就是让圣徒们成为孤儿。
Then you make all the saints orphans.
无父无母无人养育的孤儿。
No dad and mom.No one to care for orphans alone.
好，那我今天重点不在这里。
My main point is not here today.
而是啊，到底如何被真理构成？
But how to be constituted with the truth?
那李弟兄84年讲完了。
84 after Brother Lee said it.
我们还是一样。
We're still the same.
因为啊，我们也不会鸟瞰。
We don't know how to have a bird's eye view.
不知道怎么得着真理的要点。
We don't know gain the crucial points.
当然，他都为我们预备了。
Because he prepared all the points for us.
啊，这个，但是他预备是他预备好了，但是我们都进不去。
He prepared it, and he prepared well, but we can't enter into it.
所以，到了96年。
So come to 1996.
当林宏弟兄实验这个导言背讲出来。
When Brother Lin Hong had an experiment.Had this matter of PSRP.
和李弟兄交通。
He fellowship with Brother Lee.
李弟兄马上就觉得要带这一个。
We should lead this matter.
Amen.
Amen.
这是我的路。
This is my way.
Amen.
Amen.
这是圣经的路。
This is the way of the Bible.
也是李弟兄说是我的新路。
And Brother Lee also said this is my new way.
因为他觉得
He felt
如果要帮助弟兄姊妹们真的能够得着这个真理的鸟瞰。
In order to help the saints to have a genuine bird's eye view,
那就要教这个带弟兄姊妹们呢导言背讲。
We should lead them to pray, read, study, and reciting and prophesy. PSRP.
啊，因为神圣的真理你不导，它就没有生命，没有光。
If you don't pray, read,you don't have light and life from the divine truth.
你真理第一定是导读的。
You want to get into truth, you must pray read.
你导读才能把真理导成主的面光。
When you pray read, you have the presence, the face of the Lord.
主的可爱的人位。
His precious, lovely person.
以及他经纶的一切活化。
And all the, opening of his economy.
那导了之后一定要演。
After you pray read, you must study.
研一定要根据后面的经文。
Study, you must base upon the scripture verses.
找出每一个纲目的这个 keyword.
You must find out the keyword from the outline.
或者说这个纲目的这个中心点。
Or the central point or thoughts of this outline.
然后再把这几个点合在一起。
And combine
成为一个真理的图画。
These points together, you have a picture of this truth.
那有了这个图，这个真理的图画。
Once you have the picture of the truth,
你一定要背着。
You need to memorize it.
这背其实不是死背。
Memorize is not dead rogue memorization.
这个背啊，其实是林宏弟兄早期常说的闷烧啊。
It's a cracker pot memorization.
好，默想
simmering。
Yeah, actually, 因为我自己也是这样。
Musing or meditating.
啊，也就
或者 musing.
这个在什么地方或者睡前躺在床上。
Before I go to sleep, I lay on my bed.
啊，就把这一篇结晶读经的纲目啊
，the outline,
从第一大点到第六大点、啊。
Muse upon, you know, first,
这个默想默想
all the way, and gradually, you know, to
the end. Amen.
Amen.
其实那个就是背。
Actually, that is memorization. Reciting.
默想啊，这个。 多次之后啊，
After many times,
这个真理啊就会进来。
This truth will constitute into us.
就开始有点构成。
I become a little constitution.
那无论如何啊，我的点是这样。
My point is,
李弟兄正是1996就带领这个导言背景。
96 when he began PSRP.
在哪里带呢？在活力派训练的最后。
He brought us in the last messages of the vital group training.
因为他带我们实行派。
Because as he lead us to practice the groups,
带我们实行活力派。
The vital groups,
最后都发现了我们的最大的问题就是没有活力。
The greatest problem is that we don't have vitality, we're not vital.
所以他讲的都是活力的。
And while you talk is full of vitality,
我们一实行都好像做一些做法。
We practice by methods.
好 ，OK. 所以李弟兄到最后就提醒我们。
At the end, but he reminded us.
他说：“活力牌的活力在哪里呀
？”Where is the vitality coming from in the vital groups?
在高峰真理里。
It's in the high peak of the divine revelation.
那你要进入高峰真理。
You need to enter into high peak.
而得着活力。
To gain the vitality.
你就需要导言背讲。
And you need to PSRP.
这是圣经的路。
This is the way of the Bible.
这也是我的路。
This is also my way.
好了，无论如何啊。
Anyhow,
我们从96年。
From 96,
全台
the whole island of Taiwan till today,
有将近30年
about 30 years now,
我们能够做见证
we can truly testify,
我们是认认真真导言背讲
we do it seriously, PSRP,
那
this matter,
这个特别是冬夏训的内容
especially the content of the summer or winter training,
你看呢我们这个这一次来参加夏训的有这个550位
There are 550 who came to the past summer training.
Amen. 来自全台各地
From all over Taiwan.
那之所以这么多人来
Why do we have so many that can come?
就是为了相调进入主的真理
They want to blend and enter into the Lord's truth.
Amen. 啊，这个训练课程完毕
After the training sessions,
第二天复习的时间
in the next day, right,
我们就第一次
review session,
导言背讲
which is PSRP.
好 Amen.
Amen.
因为真要把这一篇真理做进来非导言背讲不可。
You must PSRP to work this truth into you.
我自己知道。
I myself know.
这么多年了。
For so many years.
哎呀有哪个没听过
I've heard it all.
有哪个没读过
I've read it all, in a sense.
但是只要我一有觉得好像这一篇信息很平淡
But if I once had the feeling, oh, this message is so common.
我不甘心
I don't want it.
再认真导言背讲
I want to PSRP again in a serious way.
马上这个真理就发出光来。
Right away, the light comes from this truth.
Amen.
Amen.
哎呀，主的话真的是太宝贵。
The Lord's word is so precious.
那台湾众道会啊，这个参加夏训，在美国做第一次导言背讲。
So we have the first PSRP for those who come to the U.S. right in the trainings.
我们回台湾都有任务的。
After we go back to Taiwan, we have a commission.
一回去
，Once we go back,
七月十四号开始
，Beginning July 14th,
全台差不多都是用12个清晨。
We use 12 mornings from island of Taiwan.
早晨6:30到7:30
6:30 to 7:30
a.m. Amen.导言背讲
，We PSRP。
为什么这么早呢
？Why so early？
因为7:30在职的要去上班呢。
7:30 those who had to go to work。
Amen。所以就用那么早。
We use that early。
好像出代价。
It's like you're paying a price, right？
但是越来越多人哦。
More and more people are coming。
当然，我们一直在拼了。
Of course, we're endeavoring。
啊，那因为我们已经尝到一个东西。
Because we have tasted something。
你要。使一个年轻弟兄有活力。
If you want to have a young brother to have vitality,
当然他要过诚心的生活，他要
revival,
这个有一些基本的喂养。
There's some basic shepherding.
但是他对这份 他对真理的那个增长的那个突破啊，是借着导演被讲。
No, but he needs to have a breakthrough, in the appreciation of the truth. And what is that breakthrough point? PSRP.
我们甚至发现很多弟兄啊，能够在教会中背责任呢，就是因为他借着导言被讲摸着真理，他就活力了，然后他就开始侍奉。
We feel why brothers can bear the burden of the church because it's through PSRP. They touch it through truth. They got revived.
Amen.
They can bear the burdens.
所以我们回去啊，再一次导言被讲。
Then we'll go back to PSRP again.
啊，当然就有录影训练。
Of course, we have the video training as well.
那然后呢再用12周再导言被讲。
With 12 weeks to PSRP again.
所以啊一篇最少都是三次的导言被讲。
With PSRP one message at least three times.
就啊与真理同欢乐了。
Then we rejoice with the truth.
然后哎呦这个活力了。
We're vital.
邀他来传福音。
We just invite him, oh, come and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，慢慢
And gradually,
我们就发现
we discover,
成全忠干的路啊就是带他导言被讲。
The way to perfect the core group members is to help that person to PSRP.
而且我自己知道
myself,
我们在主恢复中啊几十年。
We've been spending decades in the recovery.
从1996以后
from 1996 onward,
弟兄姊妹们啊谈话的内容改变了。
The content of Buddhist sisters speaking, become changed.
早期啊我们都不会后都不太谈真理的。
Afterwards, before, after the meeting, we don't talk about the truth.
第一我也不李弟兄会讲我也不会讲。
Number one, Buddha Lee speaks, I don't know how to speak.
第二我也不是很有兴趣。
Number two, I'm not interested.
因为我觉得这一篇信息啊最有趣的就是李弟兄讲的那个故事。
Because in this message, what I like the most is the story Brother Lee talk about.
至于他讲的那个真理啊，我不是很有兴趣。
Certain truth, I'm not interested.
但是从导言被讲以后啊
But after PSRP,
弟兄姊妹会后的谈话
the speaking, conversing of
开始是谈真理
they begin to talk about
这神圣的三一到底怎么回事
What is it, the divine trinity?
啊，这个真理内容应该怎么讲
How should we speak of this truth?Of this content.
我们对于真理的那个胃口啊有了。
We have the appetite concerning the truth.
口味也改变了。
And we'll change our taste as well.
真的是这样。
Yes, it is so.
那也因着全台这样操练导言被讲。
Because the whole island of Taiwan practiced in such a way.
啊以及啊当然。同时就是啊带弟兄姊妹们啊都到美国来啊参加一年七次啊。
Bring brothers and sisters to come to US, come to the seven feasts.
因为你到现场啊才能够调啊。
Because only when you come in person can you blend.
Amen. 调就是啊不只听信息还有你说我说他说分享加强然后会前会后啊大家都来说啊。
So blending.
那就是调啊。
It's not just come to a meeting, but you speak, I speak, you encourage them.We encourage one another, you know, to speak and speak.
在家里看录影可以得着一点真理。
Yeah, sit at home, watch a video. Yeah, you get a little truth.
但是没有调啊。
But it's no blending.
Amen.
Amen.
昨天弟兄说啊，李弟兄要我们持守这一年七次。
And yesterday our brother said, Brother Lee wants us to keep the seven feasts.
就是啊，第一，
one,
不仅是为了真理的释放。
Not only for the releasing of the truth.
第二。更是为着众道会的相调。
Much more, it is for the blending of the churches.
所以我们就是啊，竭力的调啊。
So we endeavor to blend.
我们在美国有一年七次，我们回台湾还有一年七次。
We have seven feasts in the US. We go back to Taiwan. We have the seven feasts again.
啊，我们还是在中部相调中心也有差不多一年七次。
In the Taichung Blending Center, we almost have seven feasts again.
然后又带回各地。
We brought it into our localities.
就是一路啊，一边调，然后借着导言被讲啊，我们就调得更深。
And blending all the way through PSRP, we have a deeper blending.
那事实上，弟兄们可能不知道。
Actually, Buddhists, you may not know.
李弟兄离世之后。
After Buddha Lee passed away.
台湾众召会中间并不是那么同心合意。
We're not so much in one accord.
哎，有各种声音出来。
There are many kind of voices.
但是吴弟兄跟林弟兄啊
，But Brother Wu and Brother Lin
只下这个决定。
They made a decision.
因为他们觉得也不能讲什么。
They can't say anything.
李弟兄能够归正
，Brother Lee can correct.
他们可能觉得没有办法归正。
They couldn't do anything.
那怎么办？调
，blend.
结果调到一个地步啊
，We blend to such an extent.
不同的声音都没有了。
We have no other voices.
同心合意了。
We have blended to become one.
没有人特别带。
There's no one leading particularly.
全台就越来越同心合意。
We'll become more and more in one accord.
都是可能都跟这个很有关系。
Maybe it has to do with this.
Amen. 求主祝福。
May the Lord bless us.
那我加另外一个点。
I will add another point.
就是关于福音。
Concerning the gospel.
因为啊，事实上，腓拉铁腓的特点就是全体侍奉，弟兄相爱。
So the church in Philadelphia has two characteristics. One is all members serving. The second is the loving of one another.
Amen. 那而他能够全体侍奉，能够全体起来，进功用。
Everyone serving and functioning.
他一定是啊，过一种让三一神流进。并流出的生活
due to a kind of living where the triune God can flow in and flow out.
Amen. Amen. 那这个流进的生活就是啊，不否认主的名，遵守主的话。
The life of flowing in is that we do not deny the Lord's name but kept His word.
好，这就是我刚刚说的导言备讲。
That is PSRP.
Amen. 或者加上生命读经共追。
Plus the, we have a corporate pursuit of the life of the messages.
不断的天天将三一神啊这个流进来。
The triune God flows into us.
而全体侍奉啊就是让三一神流出啊。
All members serving is to have the triune God flowing out.
那个最主要就是福音的生活。
The key point is the matter of the living of the gospel.
尼弟兄当初说
，But then he said,
他说我相信腓拉铁腓会出来。
I believe the church in Philadelphia will come out.
腓拉铁腓出来是什么光景啊
？What a condition!
就是全体圣徒都传福音。
That is all the saints begin to preach the gospel.
召会成为传福音的召会。
The church become the gospel.
这就是尼弟兄说的腓拉铁腓会出来。
This is why But then he said Philadelphia will come out.
所以。当我们蒙光照看见这一个
When we're enlightened,
福音
to see this matter,
是主给召会唯一的托付
is the only commission
最大的托付
to the church, and it is the biggest commission to the church.
也看见主在地上的生活就是这么过的
We can see how the Lord lived his life on this earth in such a way.
我们就奉献自己
Then we will consecrate ourselves.
其实真的像弟兄说的
Like our brother said,
这个出外叩访啊
To knock on doors.
是我们教会生活里头啊最容易丢的。
Visitation is what's easily lost.
这个福音生活最容易丢。
Gospel living is what's
其他的都不容易丢。
Others may not be easy.
啊读经的生活祷告的生活各方面、啊、都不容易。但是一忙啊
But once you're busy,
或者一有事啊
you have something to do.
第一个丢的就是福音。
The first thing you drop is the gospel preaching.
Amen.
Amen.
我们怎么忙都不会丢波饼聚会。
However busy we are, we will not stop the Lord's table.
但是我们一忙，福音就没有了。
So busy, we don't preach the gospel.
那我们看见这一个。
Once we see this,
我们就蒙光照悔改。
We'll be enlightened and repent.
重新奉献。
We'll reconsecrate ourselves.
死活啊，就过这一个生活。
For me to live or die, I just live this kind of life.
Amen.
Amen.
这是我们也不是。天天这么勇敢啊
Actually, we're not so brave every day.
有的时候我时间到，我也是周三，我们这个区是周三叩访。
District, we are Wednesday to visit to knock on doors.
有时候哎，也不是这么刚强。
It's not sometimes not so strong.
但是我已经是个奉献的人了。
I'm a consecrated person.
我就跟主说，主啊，今天跟你一起去死吧。
Lord, I will die together with you.
哎 ，Amen,
Amen.
啊，但是当然你放心。
Be at peace.
一死马上就复活。
Once you died, you resurrect again.
Amen. 这个其实啊，其实都是主预备的人了。
Actually, those are the ones the Lord prepared.
我们只要与主配合。
We just cooperate with the Lord.
我觉得啊，我们的托付就是台北市的东门捷运站。
Our commission is a church in Taipei, the subway station in 东门 the East Gate. That subway station is my commission.
那就是 East Gate. Every gate.
Oh, every gate. Okay, all the gate.
Amen. All the gates.
All the gates. Okay.
啊，我们就是负责在那里啊，周周就到那里。
We just go to that station.
Amen.
Amen.
在那里啊，我们是旷野的呼声。
We're the voice in the wilderness.
无论你接不接受。
Doesn't matter if you receive it or not.
我一定要叫主耶稣的名宣扬出来。
I must proclaim the name of Jesus.
有时候同伴啊。发单张
my companion is passing out
啊，别人不要
people don't want it
我说他拒绝是不是啊
he rejected you right
那我说你有没有跟他讲到主耶稣三个字
did you tell him the name of Lord Jesus
他说有
yes I did
哦，可以了可以了就算得胜了
then you overcome already
主的名会走路的
the Lord's name will walk by itself
amen 你跟他说耶稣爱你哦
you say Jesus loves you
哎，先生有了耶稣啊小变大，苦变甜。
Once you have Jesus, your smallness will become great. Your bitterness will become sweetness.
先生你好，愿耶稣做你的好邻居。
How are you, sir? May the Lord be your good neighbor.
啊，总有人拒绝，也总有人留下来，我们就答出生这个人生的奥秘。
People who reject, but there are also some who come and stay. That you what take out the mystery of human life.
当然，我后来越传呢、啊，越激动。
The more I preach, the more I excited.
因为我们这个东门捷运站啊，外国人很多啊。
Because there are many overseas foreigners in that.
那个地方不晓得是因为太好吃了呢，还是中正纪念堂，反正呢，
maybe
反正外国人很多。
The many Caucasians, outsiders.
我就到美国啊，就去拿了一些、啊，拿了一些这个英语福音担当。
Pick out some English gospel.
我看到外国人呢、啊，我就抽出这个英语的福音担当。
Pick out the English gospel tracts.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah!
每一次出去都得胜。
Every time I go out, I
从来没有失败回来的。
I never come back defeated.
Amen. 反正呢，人要我得胜。
Yes, it is glorious. I'm
人不要平安都归给我。
Okay. People want it, I'm victorious.
反正只要出去就是一大堆的平安充满我。
Peace is unto me.
Amen.
Once I go out, peace fills me up.
Amen. 基督得胜。
Christ is victor.
我们就是看准这件事。
This is what we have.
那而且呢，负责弟兄一定要带头。
Leading brothers, you must take the lead.
那圣徒啊，不止像弟兄说的，就很会算时间。
You know, saints not only know how to count the times.
圣徒啊，也很会看负责弟兄有没有来。
And they will see, are the leading brothers here?
没有来。
If they don't show up,
下次我也不来。
I will not come.
好。这个负责弟兄一定要带头。
So you leading brothers must take the lead.
你不要光推别人。
Don't push others to go.
Amen.
Amen.
其实啊，你说，哎呀，听了那么多，我该做什么
？You say I heard so much. What should I do?
我觉得不需要做什么。
You don't need to do anything.
不要急着做什么。
Don't rush to do things.
你自己带头啊，带一两位圣徒就开始出去叩门就是了。
Yourself take the lead. Take one or two saints and go out to knock on doors.
慢慢人就会跟你了。
And people will follow you.
Amen. 教会就会成为一个风气。
Then your church will raise up a culture.
那你说，叩门没有什么果效。
You say door knocking is not effective.
我没有时间讲，果效太大。
And let me tell you, it's so effective. No,
至少因着周周叩门。
Because of every week we go out to knock on doors.
你那个区就一直保持有祭坛的火。
Then the fire of the altar in your district will continue to burn.
你这个福音的火还在。
The fire of the gospel is still there.
主就会从别的地方把新人嫁给你。
Lord will add new ones from other places to your place.
那何况其实我们在那里啊，直接得的。
The one we gained directly from the station.
有的就带来受浸了。
Some we brought them to be baptized.
我的家聚会的对象也是啊，在东门捷运站的。
My home meeting is the one I gained out of that.
我的小牌也是因为东门捷运站叩门而得的。
And the group meeting also through the door knocking.
Amen.
Contacting people.
我们就是负责东门捷运站。
We are the East Gate stations.
Amen.叫所有这里的人都要听见主耶稣。
All those around the station must hear the name of Jesus.
那所以好像啊，我里面觉得
，I feel that
第一个
number one
这个导言被讲啊
，the matter of PSRP
可能蛮重要
，maybe it's quite important.
哎，你真是尝到真理的味道
，because I give a taste of the truth.
这个圣徒就开始有活力
，then the saints begin to have vitality.
啊，那第二个如何能够啊？真是坚定持续奉献自己就是建立一个周周访人传福音的生活。
how to continue steadfastly in consecrating yourself to be weekly to have a life of visiting people.
不计成败。
Don't count the cost.
只知道这是执事的负担。
But success or failure, we only know this is the burden of the ministry.
我现在越来越觉得。
More and more I feel.
你弟兄起来侍奉，开始于传福音。
But the need raised up to serve the Lord began with the gospel.
你弟兄一被复兴，这就是开始传福音。
But the need got revived. The first thing he did.
他们一生都是过福音的生活。
They lived the life of the gospel.
我们该如何？
How about us?
主祝福。
What shall we be? May the Lord bless us all.